Babe Buchanan, who is a former U.S. treasurer, a GOP political guru. She's got a new book out called Bay and Her Boys, Unexpected Lessons I Learned as a Single Mom. Bay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. As I mentioned, Bay is a former U.S. treasurer. She's joining us this morning to talk not only about her book, but we're going to talk a little bit of politics, too.
Sure.
Bay had to raise four children. I kind of understand this a little bit, Bay, because I come from a single-parent home. I come from the mom who I would give Father's Day cards to because she had to do both jobs. Why'd you decide to write this book?
I was a single mom for 20-some years, Tony, and I became single when I had, my husband left when I was pregnant with my third boy, actually. I had three boys. And so they were five, or they were four, two, and not yet born. And in those early days, as you mentioned, I was in politics, and I used to watch as so many different friends of mine, pundits, would come out with, would read the latest studies that showed how difficult it is to raise single children as a single mom. All the studies showed that, and they still do, that, you know, children raised by a single parent do not thrive as well. They're two or three times more likely to fail in school, two or three times more likely to be in alcohol or drug abuse problems, have those kind of issues. And the list goes on, and it was upsetting as could be to realize how my kids were less likely, so much less likely, faced such tough odds just to become the young men that they were meant to be. And so I would watch television and listen to the radio, and I'd hear my friends come out, and once again, how important dads are, how important, you know, if you don't have a dad in the home, your children are so much more likely to fail and have these issues and have different problems. And I used to think, okay, I agree. Dads are critically important. I know myself how important my dad was. But what about those of us who don't have that option anymore? What about single moms? Is there no message for us from conservatives or the left that is of one of hope or some guidance or encouragement? Is it just, hey, you have to have a dad, and if you don't, you know, good luck to you. So I really felt very strongly that single moms were just, you know, we were used in the political world to be tossed about, but we were never given any kind of encouragement, and great movements should be helping everyone. We obviously, as a member of a conservative movement, I think liberals are the same in the sense that we want all children to thrive. We want all of them to do well. So why don't we have a message for those who are struggling to raise them alone? It is extraordinarily difficult every single day. You face just so many, you know, emotional and physical struggles that you would think there would be some kind of a better message. So that is why I wrote the book. I said, I am going to do my part. I feel very strongly about single moms. I think they're the unsung heroes. I'm sure your mom is one of those. They never usually talk about themselves and talk about the difficulty. They just do it. And I thought if I could in any way encourage the 12 million single moms across this country today, that I wanted to do it.
What is your message?
My message is that, in real short, it is that you can do it, that it's extraordinarily difficult, but it's worth every single minute of it, that it can be great, great fun if you do it right, and that here are some ideas, here are some suggestions, here's some guidance on how to make it a little easier. And in my book, each chapter, I talk about my life with my three boys, what it meant to me. I have my boys write some notes, different messages about what it was like being raised by a single mom. And then I tell the single moms what I think you need to do. What were my rules, my eight rules of raising these boys, so that they would really be able to pick up all the messages they needed as young children, learn all the values, the principles, be given the guidance that they needed so that they could succeed. And you know, it's one of the chapters, for instance, is strip parenting down to the basics. When you're a single mom, you can't have those high expectations that you might have came into the marriage or into having children with. You got to start stripping them down and consider what's important and make certain you get that done and don't worry about the rest. So my feeling was when it came to dinner times, I was not going to have all of those wonderful three-course meals my mom used to have. I just couldn't do it. I'm one of nine, and so there's 11 or 12 people at the table at all times. times, but mom still had these amazing meals 7 days a week. And my feeling was it may only be pizza or fish sticks, but the key and the most important thing was that I was there with them. That was more important than me being running around the kitchen trying to do fancy meals after I came home from a whole day of work. I just needed to relax and be at the table with the kids. And those are the kind of message I have throughout the book is strip it down, do it, don't put more pressure on yourself than you have to have. And just know it can be an enormous amount of fun, and it's worth every minute.
Bay Buchanan is the former U.S. Treasurer. She has a new book out called Bay and Her Boys, Unexpected Lessons I Learned as a Single Mom. From your perspective, what does the U.S. Treasurer do?
You know, it depends on who the treasurer, who the secretary is, because he will define, the secretary of the treasury, the top guy at the department, he defines, you know, the different roles that the different assistant secretaries play. So I was senior staff. So for me, it was senior staff, and I had enormously a wonderful position because the secretary at the time included under me the Department of Mint and the engraving and printing. So I had all the manufacturing aspect of government, you know, and so I would travel around and go to the mints and went over to engraving and printing, and I oversaw all the issues that confronted them. And I also had savings bonds, and at the time savings bonds was a terrible, terrible investment, and I was able to work with the experts there, the financial experts, and turn it into a great product for small savers. So it's 5,000 employees, senior staff, travel around the country representing your administration. Great, great position.
What do you think of Mitt Romney?
I think Mitt Romney is fantastic. I happen to be a senior advisor to him. I did the same thing in 2008. I think that he is an extremely strong candidate and hope that he will become the president, because I think he does have the expertise and know-how to turn this economy around and to get America working together, which has to be the most important thing we face today, is to get our people back to work so they can take care of themselves and their families and have those hopes and dreams once again for their children.
What do you think about Barack Obama?
I think that as an individual, I think he's a fine man, a really solid family guy, great dad. But I think as president, that his policies have failed this country. I think that he is just uninformed in the sense of, or just doesn't have the understanding that he needs, the experience, the know-how about this economy. I think the policies he's established are ones that have caused us to suffer enormously as a nation, putting us in the wrong direction. And I think even more recently, the idea that he would bypass Congress of the United States to take action that they refuse to take, I think is unconstitutional. So I think he's gone over the line too many times trying to get what he thinks is right done when he couldn't get it done the way the Constitution requires him to do. So I think that it's time, you know, I think should be a one-term president. I don't think he has been a person that he has not provided the kind of leadership that this country needed in some very, very difficult times.
Bay, do you ever think the House and the Senate is going to really tackle and deal with the debt that we have here in this country?
If they don't, I think we're all going to face some very, very difficult times for a very long period. I think this is what I think is key, is that that it needs true leadership. You know, I was in the administration under Ronald Reagan, and we had the issue of Social Security going bankrupt. And what did he do? Nobody wanted to touch it for years because it would hurt them and they wouldn't be able to get reelected if they took a wrong position on it. And so he put together a blue ribbon panel, and he put Democrats and prominent Republicans and staffed it and said, whatever you come up with, I'm supporting, and I'm going to send it to the Hill. And there's no debate. It's either vote yes or vote no. There's no amendments. We're going to have you guys do it. You know, you'll have studied it. You'll know what's best. And whatever comes out, we're putting forward so that it doesn't become a political football. And that's how we made Social Security solvent for the next 40 years. We have that issue again. We have the Medicare and issues and Medicaid issues. We have enormous problems today, and the outrageous spending cannot be sustained. It cannot be. We're on the path to problems that Greece is facing and France is, and Spain is facing. So what do I think when you say, can they do it? They have to. And if they don't, we need a president that just marches over there and just hammers it and hammers it and hammers it until we get it right. It's where, you know, it's that kind of leadership that I think Ronald Reagan had and other presidents have, where they have an enormous impact on what Congress does. I remember Ronald Reagan tried to get tax cuts through, Tony, and their Congress said no. They had a Democratic House at the time, and they said no. And so he went to the American people and he said, look, you voted for this. You told me, you know, I told you what I wanted to do. You voted for me. I'm trying to do it. I need your help. And they made the calls and created such a stir in the country. They didn't give him what he wanted a second time. He did it a second time. By 6 months, those, you know, congressmen, Democrat and Republican, were voting for what he wanted because they felt the pressure of the American people. The American people are ready for the tough times needed in order to get our country back on solvent ground. You know, this is what we know we need to do it, but we need people in Washington who have the courage to just say, I don't care what's going to happen in the next election. I'm going to do what's right for this country. Whatever it means, I'm going to do what's right for this country and move it towards a balanced budget and dramatically reduce the size of this government, turn over to the states and localities the responsibilities for much of what the federal government is doing now so that they can handle it as efficiently as possible and get this country, as I said before, working again. That, it's the answer, Tony. It's the only answer. And so I hope and pray that we find the kind of leadership in this town that will do what's right for this country, not what's right for them in their next reelection.
We've been talking with former U.S. Treasurer Bay Buchanan, who has written a new book. It's called Bay and Her Boys, Unexpected Lessons I Learned as a Single Mom. What's next for you, Bay?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I feel very strongly, as I said, about single moms. And if there's anything I could do to, you know, an organization or whatever, to reach out to help them, to give them the kind of support that, you know, that they need, you know, even if it's just through blogs or just through the word or encouraging or working with organizations that help find them just that little extra money they need in order to get to school at night and get the classes they need in order to be able to find the position that might be able to help them take care of their families a little bit better, give them that sense of security that all families really need and single moms often struggle with. So, but I don't know that. I don't have it defined yet. Between now and November, I'll be working to see that Mitt Romney is elected. And then the month after that, if he is successful, I'll be trying to see that the government that is put in place is a conservative one. But at that stage, once he takes office, I have no idea what I'll do. Or if Barack Obama takes office for another 4 years, I don't know what I'll be doing.
All right, Bay, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you very, very much. It's great to be with you.